في صف محل بصف النسوان ما بيكون مدلل. طيب من قل له ما تقف
يعني طريقة
انت كم اخو الباب او قبله الصلاة انت بتشوفه ما ان شاء الله ان شاء الله we are late يعني بس because there are things that we have done. شو بدي اعمل؟ طيب خلونا نبلش. Let us start. الحمد لله وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. أسأل الله أن يرزقنا جميعا حسن النية. I ask Allah to grant us all the sincere intentions. بعد الكلام عمن تجب عليه الجماعة وجوب كفاية وعمن تجب عليه الجمعة وجوبا عينيا, بدأ المؤلف الكلام عن شرط صلاة الجمعة ثم بعد ذلك عن أركانها. After talking about the prayer of Jama'ah and Jumu'ah and who is obligated to do that, the author started talking about the conditions and the integrals of the Jumu'ah prayer. قال وشرطها وقت الظهر. The author said the conditions of the Friday prayer are the first one, the setting in of Dhuhr prayer time. لأن صلاة الجمعة لا تصلى إلا في ضمن وقت الظهر. Because the Jumu'ah prayer is not prayed except within the Dhuhr time. فإن صليت قبل الوقت لم يصح. If it is prayed before the time is in, it would be invalid. وإن خرج وقتها فلا تقضى جمعة وإنما تقضى ظهرا. If its time is out, it is invalid to make it up as Jumu'ah prayer. Rather, one makes it up as Dhuhr prayer. He is making up with the intention, he makes it up with the intention of praying al-Dhuhr. قال وخطبتان قبلها فيه يسمعهما الأربعون. The aforementioned 40 inhabitants must hear the two speeches during the time of Dhuhr prayer and before praying the Jumu'ah prayer. شرح ذلك أنه لا بد من خطبتين قبل صلاة الجمعة في ضمن وقت الظهر لصحة صلاة الجمعة. The explanation, it is a condition to deliver two speeches within the Dhuhr time before praying Al-Jumu'ah for the validity of the Jumu'ah prayer. فلو ضاق الوقت عن ذلك, لو كان الوقت قد ضاق بحيث لا يسع الخطبة والصلاة صلوا ظهرا. So if the time becomes tight, so they cannot, it cannot, the two speeches cannot be delivered within the remaining time, and also the Jumu'ah prayed within the remaining time, The remaining time is not enough to deliver the two speeches and pray al-Jumu'ah, then they do not pray al-Jumu'ah. They pray al-Dhuhr. They perform the Dhuhr prayer. ويشترط في الخطبتين أن يسمعهما الأربعون. It is a condition that the 40 people, the 40 aforementioned people, to hear the two speeches. فإن كان هناك 50 متوفرة فيهم الصفات يكفي أن يسمع 40 منهم الخطبتين. So if there were 50 people who satisfy those conditions, the aforementioned conditions, it is enough for 40 among them to hear the speech. وعندما نقول أن يسمعوا الخطبتين يعني بالفعل أو بالقوة. When we say to hear the speech, this means really, actually to hear, or if there is noise, for example, then to be able to hear the speech if the noise is not there. In this case, if they do not actually hear the speech, because there is noise. But if this noise was not there, then they would be able to hear, then giving this speech is valid. The condition is satisfied. No, this is not considered. ويشترط أن تصلى جماعة بهم. Also, it is a condition that the Jumu'ah prayer to be prayed in congregation. فلو صليت فرادى لم تصح. So if someone prays al-Jumu'ah alone, this is not valid. وَأَلَّا تُقَارِنَهَا أَوْ تَسْبِقَهَا جُمُعَةٌ أُخْرَى بِبَلَدِهَا. Also, it is a condition that no other prayer of Jumu'ah would be conducted at the same town in a way that this other Jumu'ah coincides with this one or occurs before it. In other terms, this should be if there is more than one Jumu'ah that take place in the town, the valid Jumu'ah is the one that occurs first. If two Jumu'ahs occur together, then both of them are invalid. The first one is the valid one. الشافعي قال رضي الله عنه وإن كبرت البلد. الإمام الشافعي said, even if the town is a big town, فعنده فعنده يجتمع الكل في مكان واحد ليصلوا الجمعة. So according to the Shafi'i school, all those who pray al-Jumu'ah gather in one place to pray it. فإن شق اجتماعهم في مكان واحد ماذا يفعل؟ Now if it is difficult for them to gather at one only one place, what would it be done? اختلف الشافعية في تفسير كلام الشافعي في هذه المسألة. The Shafi'i scholars had two opinions in interpreting the saying of al-Shafi'i in this case. بعضهم قال الشافعي قصده بالكلام إن لم يشق اجتماعهم في مكان واحد. فإن شق جاز تعداد الجمع على حسب الحاجة. الإمام some of them said what الشافعي meant to gather in one place and if not to gather in one place, this is when it is easy, it is not difficult for them to gather in one place. If it is difficult, then it is permissible for them to conduct more than one Jumu'ah prayer as much as it is needed. As much as it is needed, just up to there. As much as it is needed. وبعض الشافعية قالوا لا كلام الشافعي يبقى على ظاهره وهو أنه لا يصح إلا في مكان واحد ولو شق اجتماعهم يتحملون المشقة. And some other Shafi'i scholars said we take the saying of al-Shafi'i as it appears. So even if it is difficult for the people to gather in one place, they have to gather in one place. They have to take the difficult and gather in one place to pray al-Jumu'ah. فإن تعددت الجمع بغير حاجة. So if there is more than one Jumu'ah without a need for that, إن كان حاجة قلنا على قول كلها تصح للحاجة. If there is a need, we said there is a saying that all of them are valid because there is a need for that. طيب أما إن لم يكن حاجة فتعددت. Now if there is no need for that and still the people pray in different areas in the same town the prayer of al-Jumu'ah, هنا تكون الجمعة تحسب لمن سبق. الجمعة الأولى هي الصحيحة. In this case the first Jumu'ah is the valid one and the others are invalid. ما المقصود بالأولى التي علم أن الإمام أنهى تكبيرة الإحرام فيها قبل البقية. What do we mean by the first one? We mean if it is known, not just estimated, if it is known that the Imam finished the first takbira, the takbir of at-tahawwum, before the other places first. This is the valid one. حتى لو تقارن الجمعتان فكلاهما غير صحيحة. Even if two Jumu'ahs occur together, two prayers of Jumu'ah occur together, which means the two Imams pronounce Dawa, the last letter of Allahu Akbar together. In this case, both of them are invalid. Both of them are invalid. Likewise, if one does not know which one is occurred first. So both of them are invalid. ولذلك إذا تعددت الجمع في البلد لغير حاجة الشافعية يصلون يعيدون الظهر احتياطا. And this is why the Shafi'is they pray al-Zuhr after praying al-Jumu'ah out of precaution. If more than one Jumu'ah is conducted in the same town at the same time, for no need, with no excuse for that. أما لو لم يكن في البلد إلا جمعة واحدة فلا يجب إعادتها ظهرا. Now if only one Jumu'ah occurs in the town, then it is not an obligation to repeat it as Zuhr prayer out of precaution. فإن أدرك المصلي الإمام بعد ارتفاع الإمام من الركوع في الركعة الثانية فإنه ينوي الجمعة ثم يأتي بأربع ركعات بعد سلام الإمام لا بركعتين، لأنه لم يدرك أي ركعة مع الإمام، لأنه ما أدرك الإمام إلا بعد ارتفاع الإمام من ركوع الركعة الثانية. Now if the follower, if the one who's praying Al-Jumu'ah gets to the masjid and he follows the Imam, after the Imam lifted from the ruku' of the second rak'ah, so he did not follow the Imam in the first rak'ah, he missed the first rak'ah. He came when the Imam was in the second rak'ah, and he did not even catch the Imam in al-ruku' or before al-ruku'. No, he catches the Imam after al-ruku', after the Imam raises up, stands up from al-ruku'. In this case, he makes the intention of Jumu'ah, this follower. He follows the Imam with the intention of Jumu'ah, but once the Imam says Assalamu alaykum, he makes up four rak'ahs, not two, four. Because he did not catch any rak'ah with the Imam. Even the second one, he did not catch a ruku' with al-Imam. This is why he needs to make four rak'ahs after the Imam says Assalamu alaykum. ينوي الجمعة ثم بعد السلام الإمام يأتي بأربع ركعات. He makes the intention of Jumu'ah because now the Imam is praying what? Al-Jumu'ah. And why is he hurrying to catch the Imam? To catch because he is praying Al-Jumu'ah. But because he did not catch any rak'ah, he prays four. So he makes the intention of Jumu'ah and prays four rak'ahs after the Imam says Assalamu alaikum. يعني لا تنافي، أحيانا يجب الأمر للاحتياط، ما في تنافي، إذا قلنا احتياطا لا ينافي الوجوب. طيب. وأركان، قال المؤلف، وأركان الخطبتين حمد الله والصلاة على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والوصية بالتقوى فيهما وآية مفهمة في إحداهما والدعاء للمؤمنين في الثانية. The author said the speaker must observe the following integrals of the two speeches to say Alhamdulillah in both speeches, to perform As-Salah ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in both speeches, to command the audience of the to be God fearing in both speeches, to recite an ayah which has a complete meaning in either of the two speeches, to say a supplication for the believers in the second speech. شرح ذلك أن الخطبتين لهما أركان كما أن لهما شروط. As the two speeches have conditions for them to be valid, there are integrals that need to be satisfied for the two speeches to be valid. وهذه الأركان خمسة, there are five integrals. الأول منها حمد الله. The first one is to say الحمد لله في الخطبة, في كل من الخطبتين. In each of the two speeches. ولا بد في الحمد من استعمال لفظ الحمد ولفظ الجلالة الله. For this integral to be valid, one needs to use the term Alhamd itself and not any other term that gives the same meaning. And one needs to use the term Allah and not any other name of God. فيقول مثلا الحمد لله أو نحمد الله أو لله الحمد أو ما شابه. So one says الحمد لله or نحمد الله or لله الحمد or similar statements. فإن قال الشكر لله لم يجزئ. So if he says I thank Allah, This is not enough to fulfill the integral. الركن الثاني الصلاة على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بنحو قول اللهم صل على محمد أو صلى الله على محمد أو ما شابه. The second integral is to make as-salah ala an-nabi by saying sallallahu ala Muhammad or Allahumma salli ala Muhammad or what is similar. الركن الثالث الوصية بالتقوى. The third integral is to order the people with التقوى, to be pious. وهذا هو المقصود الأعظم من الخطبة. And this is the most essential part of the speech of Jumu'ah. This is the essential goal of the Jumu'ah speech. فلا بد من الوصية بالتقوى في الخطبتين أيضا. So it is necessary to mention that in the two speeches. ولو قال الشخص ولو قال الخطيب اجتنبوا المعاصي وأدوا الواجبات كفى ذلك. If the speaker says, leave out sinning, do the obligations, this is enough. وَلَا يَكْفِي مُجَرَّدُ التَّحْذِيرِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. It is not enough to say, be cautious of the... How do I say it? Be cautious of the attractions of this life if you want. It is not enough. بل لابد من الزجر عن المعصية أو الأمر بالتقوى أو كليهما. But one needs to tell the people to refrain from sinning or to do the obligations or to tell them both matters or what's like, what's the like, what's alike. ولو قال أطيعوا الله كفى. If he tells them be obedient to Allah, this is enough. الركن الرابع آية مفهمة كاملة وإن كانت متعلقة بقصة في إحدى الخطبتين في ابتدائها أو وسطها أو انتهائها. The fourth integral is to say a verse with a complete meaning, whether in the beginning of the first khutbah, in its middle, or at its end, in the beginning of the second one, at its middle, or at its end. Mentioning this verse does not need to be in both speeches. It is enough to be in one of them, in any part of it. أما لو ذكر آية غير مفهمة فلا يكفي. Now if the speaker mentions a verse which does not have a complete meaning, then it is not enough. كقولي ثم كآية ثم نظر. Like the verse ثم نظر, which means and then he thought about the matter. If the speaker mentions such a verse, this is not enough. الركن الخامس الدعاء للمؤمنين في الخطبة الثانية. The second integral is to make dua for the believers in the second khutbah. What did I say? It's the seventh. I said the sixth. The fifth integral is to make dua for the believers in the second khutbah. الآية المفهمة أحسن أن تكون في الخطبة الأولى. The verse with the complete meaning, it is better to mention this verse in the first khutbah. As for أما الدعاء فلا بد أن يكون في الثانية. As for the dua, it needs to be in the second one. ولا يشترط ذكر المؤمنات. It is not a condition to mention the female believers. It is not a condition to mention that. يعني لا يشترط أن يقول اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات, يكفي لو قال للمؤمنين. So it is not a condition to say, oh Allah, forgive the believers, males and females. It is enough to say, اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين, which means, oh Allah, forgive the believers. بل يكفي لو استغفر للحاضرين في المسجد في الجمعة فقط. It is enough if he makes this dua for the people who are only attending al-Jumu'ah. So if he says, oh Allah, forgive the people who are attending this Jumu'ah, that would be enough. أو لأربعين منهم حتى. Or even if he says, "Oh Allah, forgive those 40 among those who are attending Al-Jumu'ah." Usually this does not happen. But this is, if it is done, then it is enough. If he does that, those who pray there, they will do their best to change the imam later on. وللخطبتين شروط. There are conditions that need to be satisfied for the two speeches to be valid. منها الطهارة عن الحدثين. Among those conditions is for the imam, for the one who's giving the speech, to be clear from the ritual impurity, the minor and the major. والطهارة عن النجاسة أيضا. Likewise, he needs to be clear from the najas filth. إن كانت هذه النجاسة غير معفو عنها. That is, if this najas filth is not exempted. فلا بد أن يكون طاهرا عن النجاسة في البدن والثوب والمكان والمحمول. So he needs to be clear from النجاسة in his body, his clothes, the place where he is standing, and what he carries. It is not valid to carry نجاسة in his hand and to deliver the speech. ومن هذه الشروط ستر العورة. Among those conditions is to cover العورة, the unlawful nakedness. ومنها القيام. Among those conditions is to stand. فإن كان الشخص قادرا على القيام لا بد شرط في صحة الخطبة أن يخطب قائما. If one is able to stand, then it is a condition for the validity of the speech to be delivered while standing up. فإن عجز فجالسا. If he cannot, then he can deliver the speech while sitting. It is permissible. فإن عجز فمستلقيا. If he cannot, then he can deliver the speech while lying on his side. والاستخلاف أولى. في حال العجز أن يستخلف غيره أولى. If one is unable to stand, it is better to let other than himself, someone else, give the speech of Al-Jumu'ah. ومنها أي من جملة الشروط الجلوس بينهما بين الخطبتين. Among the conditions is to sit between the two speeches. فإن تركه ولو سهوا لم تصح. So if he leaves out sitting between the two speeches, then the speeches are invalid. Even if he does that, even if he forgets, and this is why he leaves it out, still this invalidates the speeches. فإن كان يخطب جالسا فصل بينهما بسكتة. If he was unable to stand and he was giving the speech while sitting, then to separate the two speeches, he gets silent for a moment. Because he cannot sit, he's already sitting. He cannot separate the two speeches by sitting. So what does he do? He separates them by getting silent for a moment. وأقل هذا الجلوس قدر الطمأنينة. The least sitting time is what is enough to have الطمأنينة. That is what is enough to say Subhanallah. This is the least. So he sits as long as he needs to say Subhanallah. At least. وأكمله قدر سورة الإخلاص. And what is best is to sit as long as it is needed to recite سورة الإخلاص. As long as it is needed to recite سورة الإخلاص. ومن الشروط أيضا الموالاة بين أركانهما بحيث لا يفصل بين الركن والركن بشيء أجنبي يطول به الفصل. Among the conditions also is to do the integrals of the two speeches, of each speech, in succession, in a way that he does not separate between one rukun, one integral, and another with a long separation. What does that mean? That means he would not separate for a long time between two integrals with something that is not related to the speech. يعني imagine someone who is giving the speech of Al-Jumu'ah and then after saying Alhamdulillah wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah, then he starts talking with someone, how are you doing, how are your children, how's your health, are you okay, do you remember we talked about this matter, we agreed to buy this thing, did you get it for me or not, etc. So if this lapses for a long time, this is something which does not pertain to the speech of Jumu'ah. And if it lapses for a long time, then it separates one integral from another for a long time with something that does not pertain to the Jumu'ah speech. Such separation invalidates the speech. This is what is meant. It does not mean if one says Alhamdulillah, it does not mean that he has, for example, if he wants to say Alhamdulillah, As-Salah ala Nabi, order with At-Taqwa, and and recite a verse in the first rak'ah, he has to say them one after the other without any separation, with any other talk. No, it does not mean that. He can say Alhamdulillah, then say something pertaining to Al-Khutbah, and then say As-Salah ala Nabi, then say something pertaining to Al-Khutbah, then say order with At-Taqwa, and then say something pertaining to Al-Khutbah. What is meant is not to separate two integrals with something that does not pertain to Al-Khutbah for a long time. وكذلك الموالاة بين الخطبتين وبين الصلاة. Likewise, one needs to observe the succession between the two speeches and the prayer. So again, he does not finish the two speeches, and then he goes to the market to get certain items, and then comes back to pray Al-Jumu'ah. This is a long separation for a long time. This is a long separation which does not pertain to the Jumu'ah speech or to the Jumu'ah prayer. So if it is done, it invalidates the two khutbas. So it is needed to repeat them from the beginning. أما لو انتقض وضوءه فذهب ليتوضأ ثم رجع هذا لا يؤثر. If the imam loses his wudu after finishing al-khutbah, so he goes to make wudu and then come back, this does not invalidate al-khutbah. ومن شروطها أن تكون أركان كل منهما بالعربية. Among the conditions of the two speeches is for the integrals of the speeches to be delivered in the Arabic language. فلو ترجم الأركان إلى غير العربية لم يصح. So if he translates the integrals to any other language other than the Arabic language, this invalidates the speeches. The integrals has to be in Arabic. وَلَوْ كَانَ كُلُّ الْحَاضِرِينَ أَعَاجِمٍ Even if all the people who attend Al-Jumu'ah are non-Arabs. في كثير من البلاد التي أهلها ليسوا عربا ما يفعلونه يوم الجمعة هو أن شخصا يعطي درسا قبل الصلاة بلغة أهل البلد ثم بعد ذلك الخطيب يخطب خطبة غير طويلة بالعربية ولو كان أغلبهم لا يفهموا إيش يقول ثم يصلون. In many countries, if the people do not understand the Arabic language, if they are not Arabs, what they do is someone gives a class before the Jumu'ah speech in their language to benefit the people. They gather to pray, so to get the benefit, they give them a class in their language. And then someone gives the speech in Arabic, a short speech, but all in Arabic, then they pray. And this is one way to do it, because the integrals, they have to be in the Arabic language. وَمِنْهَا أَنْ يَكُونَا بَعْدَ الزَّوَالِ Among the conditions is for the two speeches to start after the dhuhr time is in, of course. ومنها سماع الأربعين كما ذكرنا. And among the conditions is for the 40 people to hear the speeches as we said previously. والمقصود أن يسمعوا الأركان ليس شرطا أن يسمعوا كل الخطبة بل يكفي إذا سمعوا الأركان. What is meant by hearing, for them to hear, is to hear the integrals of the speeches. It is not a condition for them to hear all the speech. If they hear the integrals, this would be enough. ومنها أن تكون قبل الصلاة. Among those conditions is for the two speeches to be delivered before praying Al-Jumu'ah, before the prayer. ويحرم التشاغل عن الجمعة بعد الأذان الثاني ببيع أو إجارة أو نحوهما. Now on the day of Jumu'ah, after the second Adhan is delivered, the second Adhan is delivered when? When do they deliver the second Adhan? After the speaker sits on the minbar. So after the second Adhan, it is haram for one to leave out coming to the masjid because he is, or to delay coming to the place of the prayer to make a selling contract or hiring contract or renting or the like. أما لو استأجر سيارة لتقله إلى المسجد فيجوز لأنه لا يتشاغل عن الحضور بهذا العقد. Now if he rents a car to bring this person to the mosque where Al-Jumu'ah is conducted, this would be valid because this does not delay him from coming to the Jumu'ah. This helps him to come to the Jumu'ah. And the one who's bringing him also, both of them, they are getting to the place where the Jumu'ah is conducted. أما لو أذن الأذان الثاني فبدل أن يأتي هو إلى المسجد قال لي واحد أهبك هذا وتهبني ذاك، صار يكلمه في هذه المسألة. هذا مثل البيع، يشبه البيع، هذا تشاغل عن الجمعة بنحو البيع، يأثم بذلك. For example, if after the second Adhan he tells someone, what do you think? I'll give you this as a gift, you give me in return that thing as a gift. Instead of coming to the Jumu'ah place, he starts talking about this with the other person. He is sinful by that, because he has to come to the masjid, to the prayer place, after the second Adhan. وفي زمن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام ما كان يؤذن للجمعة إلا هذا الأذان. At the time of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, they did not call for two Adhans. They only called for this one, for Al-Jumu'ah. They called only once for Al-Jumu'ah. وكذلك في زمن أبي بكر. Likewise was the situation at the time of Abu Bakr. وعمر, likewise عمر. ثم في زمن عثمان استحدث الأذان الثاني. Then at the time of عثمان, the second Adhan, another Adhan was innovated. فلم ينكر أحد من الصحابة ذلك. No one among the companions objected to that. فلا أدري ماذا يقول الوهابية عن سيدنا عثمان، مبتدع أم إيش؟ I don't know what the Wahhabis say about our master Uthman and all the other companions that agreed with him. for this issue? Do they despise him because he innovated calling a second adhan, which was not done at the time of the Prophet, and this is something pertaining to the matters of the religion, isn't it? Yeah. So what do they say about our Master Osman? So do they consider that Osman do they claim that there are two different sets of laws revealed to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, one set which is applicable to the companions and another set which is applicable to those who came after the companions? Or what do they say? What do they say? In some areas, they tried to cancel that and to deliver only one adhan, saying we want to adhere to the original matter. So even what Uthman did for them is like doesn't have weight if it does not comply with their ill thinking. Now for them, yes, this, what's his name, this Nasiruddin Albani, if he writes Sad after the name of the Prophet because he's tired to write Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so only he writes one letter, Sad, they don't say about that this is bid'ah. They do not object to him. If a Muslim does a good thing that complies with the rules of the religion, they object. If a big scholar, if the scholars agree on something which complies with the rules of the religion, they object to them. May Allah relieve us from their fitna. May Allah relieve the Muslims from their fitna. كعندما قلنا التشاغل عن الجمعة بعد الأذان الثاني ببيع أو شراء يعني لمن تجب عليه الجمعة, أما المسافر والمرأة فلا حرج عليهما. When we said to buy or sell after the second أذان of Jumu'ah in a way that delays one from coming to the prayer, we mean for those who are obligated to pray al-Jumu'ah. Now for the woman and the travelers, it is permissible because the Jumu'ah is not an obligation upon them. طيب. طيب خلونا نقف هنا. Let us stop here. الله يبارك فيكم. بركي بتطلعوا ورقة وقلم. And maybe you pick a paper and a pen. So we would have a short quiz. ما تخافوا. Come on, don't be afraid. Just. I don't mind to open and check your notes to answer. Just don't talk with each other. Come on. خلوني لكم شغلي، اسمعوا مني شغلي. أكثر من شخص من بينكم ممن يسابر يعني على حضور الدورات والمخيمات والدروس ويدرس، قال لي في خلال هذه الأيام أنه فهمنا يعني أنه هذه الدورة كانت مهمة. هي مهمة لا شك فيها علم، لكن أنه زيادة فهمنا مسائل ما كنا في السابق نفهمها، بل منها ما كنا نفهمها على خلاف المعنى المراد. عدد يعني ذكر ذلك وأنا أعرف ذلك. مهم أن يتابع الشخص في نفس الاتجاه، يعني مهم أن تدرسوا وتراجعوا وتمتحنوا، ما هيك في هذا؟ ثم إذا أردت أن تراجع هناك طريقة للتفكير حتى لا تفوتك المسائل النقاط المهمة. أحيانا كثيرة يعينك على ذلك أن تمتحن، يعينك على معرفة هذه النقاط أن تمتحن، لأن الامتحان يجر انتباهك إليها، ويمكن أنت عندما سمعتها مررت عليها من غير تركيز، لكن هذا يوجه انتباهك إليها. لذلك هو مهم، يساعد فيما بعد. ما يعني ليس المقصود منه إلا هذا. I know that several يعني several people among you they told me that this دورة was important. Of course it is important because there is a religious knowledge taught in it. But on top of that, because there are certain cases that were misunderstood or that one did not really understand what that meant. He heard the case and he did not really understand what that meant. Although those people, mashallah, they are not negligent in seeking the knowledge. But this is how things go. This is how the person acquires the knowledge. A step after a step, a batch after a batch, time after time. This is how it goes. So you need to review after this and review again and be tested about what you took. And what helps you to review properly is for someone to test you, because when you are tested, your attention is drawn to certain points that you by yourself, you might not pay attention to them. You might hear them and just keep going without checking certain things that need to be checked on that area. So this is why I'm asking for that, to help each other to direct our attentions to those points. when you are reviewing. So that's all. That's good. طيب. منبلش كم سؤال بكتاب العقيدة، ما في إشكال. أنتوا بتعرفوا؟ I'll start asking few questions about the matters of belief. You know those matters. You studied them in المختصر. طيب تكتب عندك. من روى حديث طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. سهل ما هيك؟ ومن من الحفاظ قواه. Who narrated the hadith, seeking the religious knowledge is an obligation upon every Muslim. Who narrated it and who among the top scholars of hadith judged it to be a strong hadith. السؤال الثاني، ما تعريف القدرة؟ القدرة صفة الله، القدرة. What is the definition of the power? I mean the attribute of Allah. السؤال الثالث، the third question. ما تعريف المشيئة؟ What is the definition of the will? السؤال الرابع، ما معنى قولهم أو لا حتى تكون أوضح، اشرح قولهم، اشرح يعني بكم سطر، ما أنه يعني جريدة، اشرح قولهم. ما جاز عليه العدم استحال عليه القدم. ما جاز عليه العدم استحال عليه القدم. Explain the first question. Explain the saying of the scholars. Anything that accepts mentally to annihilate is not eternal, has a beginning. يعني. Explain that. ما جاز عليه العدم استحال عليه القدم. الخامس صرنا، الرابع، الخامس. لا. ما حكم الذي يقول لو شهد عندي جميع المسلمين بكذا ما قبلتهم؟ فصل. ما حكم الذي يقول لو شهد عندي جميع المسلمين بكذا ما قبلتهم؟ فصل. قديه صاروا؟ خمسة بس بكفي. This is enough. Just هيك. I didn't mention the first one in English. What's the judgment? Okay. What's the judgment of the one who says, if all the Muslims testify before me, I would not accept the testification. Give details on this issue. If someone says, if all the Muslims testify before me, I would not accept the testification, what would be his judgment? Give the proper details pertaining to this matter. ما تسألوا بعض أحيان بضيعك. Don't ask each other. Sometimes the other one, he might answer. What is it? Which one? Give me the first statement. Everything that accepts to annihilate for sure has a beginning, is not eternal. Explain that. Everything that accepts to be annihilated for sure has a beginning. إذا ما بتعرف ما تكتب. أو المحل اللي بتحس حالك ما حتكتب بدقة يعني ما حتجاوب جواب مظبوط تركه ما تجاوب. If for any question you feel you are not going to answer properly, then just leave it out. Or even if you feel that part of the question you are not going to answer it properly, then leave out that part. Just leave it out. Don't put yourself in a bad situation. طيب السؤال الأول مين بيعطينا الجواب؟ Who would give me the answer for the first question? Go ahead. البيهقي narrated it, correct. And who judged it as صحيح؟ الحافظ المزي, correct. الحافظ المزي. The second question. What was it? Okay, there it is. It's okay. Thank you. Okay. ما تعريف القدرة? The second question. Who would like to give the answer? The definition of القدرة. When? تفضلي. يؤثر الله بها في الممكنات إيجادا وإعداما صفة أزلية أبدية لله يؤثر الله بها في الممكنات إيجادا وإعداما. لا بكفي هذا التعريف إلى هنا. It is an eternal and everlasting attribute of Allah by which Allah creates and annihilates. السؤال الثالث المشيئة. من يجيب؟ تفضل أبو الصلاح. تخصيص الممكن ببعض ما يجوز عليه دون بعض. The will of Allah is an attribute with which an everlasting and eternal attribute with which Allah specifies the mental the mental possibility with one attribute over another. Okay. By existing at one time over another. السؤال الرابع ما معنى قولهم أو اشرح قولهم ما جاز عليه العدم استحال عليه القدم. Who would answer the fourth question? But you voted. Didn't you write the answer? It's almost complete. But let's stick to explaining that term. Almost like what Mustafa said. Yes, still it is missing something. شو ناقص بعد؟ عم بيقول أخونا إنه ما جاز عليه العدم يتغير والمتغير بحاجة والمتغير مخلوق أو نحو ذلك أو بحاجة إلى من يغيره. شو اللي ناقص بعد؟ طيب سؤالنا عن القدم. شو عمر؟ اوكي اوكي اف So you are saying the one that annihilates needs someone to specify it with existence. What did I ask? Give the proof or explain this statement. Isn't this? You are repeating the statement in other words without adding anything to it. تفضل خالد. Must be. Yeah. Although it needs يعني certain clarifying for someone to understand exactly where's the point there. But yeah. Was he able? هيدا زيادة مش جواب على السؤال. اوكي I agree. Still you need to say something though, to add something. شو يا حاجة؟ هذا دليل من النص. نحن سؤالنا ما معنى هذه العبارة؟ اشرح هذه العبارة. ايه إيه؟ إيه؟ برضو ما جاوبتي على السؤال، هذا شيء ثاني، ما جاوبتي على السؤال. جاز عليه؟ انت فهماني اللي عم تقولي، المعنى فهمانتي بس ما عم تعرفي تعبري العبارة ما. بس هو اللي بدك تقوليه هو هيدا الجواب. Exactly the answer is what you want to say but your statement is not accurate. لأنه مين؟ شو؟ إيه؟ إيه بل... كملي. هذا الجواب. This is the answer. She gave the answer. Although she said it not in the formal Arabic language and in a mixed. ما جاز عليه العدم بعد وجود من حيث ذاته لا يترجح وجوده على عدمه ولا عدمه على وجوده، فإن كان من حيث ذاته لا يترجح وجوده على عدمه كما لا يترجح عدمه على وجوده، إذن احتاج في وجوده إلى موجد، والمحتاج إلى موجد موجود بعد عدم، مخلوق إذن موجود بعد عدم. هذا الجواب. This is the answer what Sister Bilal gave. I'll say it in English. شو حبيبي بسام؟ بيقول لك واحد، مين قال لك هيدي نقصان؟ يبلش تفوتي هيك فوتي هيك بتطول القصة. شو حبيب؟ بشرح لك يا ان شاء الله ان شاء الله ان شاء الله. انت بتداوم على الدورة ما هيك مخيم ولا لا؟ في مرات بتغيب الظاهر، ففاتك فاتك الشرح وقت اللي غبت. لا هيك هيك الظاهر. بنرجع. The one who accepts to be annihilated after existence, then as far as itself is concerned, it accepts as far as itself is concerned. The one who accepts to annihilate after existence, then as far as itself is concerned, it does not, or let me say, it does not necessitate for it to be existent, just as it does not necessitate for it not to be existing. So, if it exists, it is in need for someone who specifies it by existence. And if it annihilates after existence, then it is in need for someone to specify it with non-existence. So it is created, so it is existing after non-existence. I'll try to say it in other terms. If someone helps me, I'll be grateful. So what accepts as far as itself is concerned, or let me say, what accepts to exist after non-existence, or to non-exist after existence, then itself, as far as... What's that? It does not necessitate... Okay, continue the statement. Okay, I'm trying to say it in an easier way. So, if itself is concerned, then itself does not necessitate existence, just as itself does not necessitate non-existence. So if it exists, then it is not by itself, but by someone else. And if it ceases existing, then it's not by itself, but rather by someone else. So it is created. Someone else specifies it with existence or non-existence after existence. So someone else specified it with existence, thus it existed after non-existence. So it has a beginning. Yeah, okay. I'm just trying to make it... That's the answer. What Ali and Mustafa and Khalid said... Well, no, Khalid, he added something at the end. We're not going to go through that. Well, what Ali and Mustafa said, that this change, this is a change, and the one who changes is in need for someone who changes it. So why? They did not answer. They left it, what do you say, loose here? They left it loose here. So you see how when you are asked those questions, how you test yourselves, how you know where the weak points are, whether in your expression, whether in well understanding, etc. That's what a test is all about. Na'am. ما جاز عليه الوجود بعد عدم والعدم بعد وجود فمن حيث ذاته لا يترجح وجوده على عدمه ولا عدمه على وجوده فإن وجد فهو بحاجة لمن خصه بصفة الوجود فيكون محدثا موجودا بعد عدم. سؤال خامس مين بيجاوب عليه؟ Who answers the fifth question؟ انت جاوبت أبو صلاح. Okay, other than أبو صلاح, who answers the شو بستم فوق ولا تحت ولا حيابتني. يلا. ما حكم الذي يقول لو شهد عندي جميع المسلمين بكذا ما قبلتهم؟ طيب. What Bassam is saying, if someone says, if all the Muslims testify before me about something, I reject their testimony, I do not accept their testimony. Bassam is saying, if this person means all of them, those who lived before and those who are living now, all of them, that would include the ولا ما قلت that would include the prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and others and that would be belying Al-Quran, so this is blasphemy. Okay. هو إن كان هذا قصده هو لأنه قال لو هذه لو ليس دائما لا تفيد دائما أن الأمر متحقق كما لو قال لو جاء النبي إلي نعم كما لو قال نعم تفضل خصهم بشيء طيب حكمل مع بسام he's saying if he was talking about a specific area and he said that if all the Muslims in this specific area testify about this I do not accept their testimony this is not blasphemy okay وماذا لو أراد المسلمين الذين اليوم كلهم اليوم لا الماضين ولا الذين في بلدة معينة what if he means all the Muslims that live nowadays he does not mean the previous ones and he does not mean in a specific area شو يا ربيع نعم إذا كان عم يحكي عن الكل هذا اللي قلنا يا حاجة عم نقول أما إن كان قال عن المسلمين الموجودين اليوم ما عم نفوت بها التفصيل حاجة ما عم نفوت بها التفصيل يعني ما عم نفوت لها الحد بلكي قال يا حاجة الكلام إن تكلم عن المسلمين الموجودين اليوم مين معه البغية شو يا خالد he did not say that they are all liars he did not say that did he what he said I do not accept their testimony. He did not say that they are lying, all of them. So, let me read for you. حدا حافظ عبارة البغية, let me make it brief. Does anyone memorize what's in البغية to make it? شيا عبد الرحيم. هيك بالبغية موجود ونية أي طابعة انه انا اصلا حملت هيك لحتى نشوف، يعني قلت شوف ما شاء الله. اوكي 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 طيب. اما لو قال لو شهد جميع مسلمي هذا العصر علي بكذا لا يكفر، ما هيك؟ The statement here, if the Muslims of this era, all of them, if the Muslims of this era testify against me or علي, against me or I do not accept, it says علي, whatever, I do not accept their testimony. Then he does not blaspheme. ما هيك مكتوب؟ هيك مكتوب. So how is that? And Khalid has a point. We cannot discredit all the Muslims. If someone discredits all the Muslims, then as if he's saying there is no reliance of what they copied to us, what they conveyed to us among the matters of the religion. هات تشوف. يعني بحالي من الحالات لح ريحكن، إذا كان قال ذلك عن مسألة دينية يكفر. If someone says I do not accept the testification of all the Muslims of this era, if they testify before me of this era, he is not saying all the Muslims of this era, if they testify before me about a religious matter, if he says that about a religious matter, this person blasphemes. If it is about a religious matter, this person blasphemes. Although it's not mentioned explicitly in the book, but this is the judgment. طيب. حدا بده حدا بيقول لي راجع له مسابقته صلحها ولا بتركن بلا ما. بارك الله فيكم. بس عرفتوا كيف مطلوب واحد يراجع؟ Did you get the point how one should review when he reviews؟ كيف وين بيسأل وكيف بيسأل عندما يتلقى؟ And how does he ask and what؟ لو كان عندنا وقت أكثر كنت سألت بعد أكثر وأكثر وأكثر وأكثر، لكن ما عندنا وقت كتير. بس حتى ألفت لكم نظركم. We don't have a lot of time, so we are not going to have a lot of these questions. If we had enough time, I would have asked you with, يعني in written or without writing, so you would pay attention to these points. بارك الله فيكم. إن شاء الله الأسئلة في الدرس القادم. إن شاء الله in the next class you ask at 3:30 إن شاء الله. ثالثة والنصف. We need to pray العصر anyway now. بارك الله فيكم. خلونا نهلل. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. بارك الله فيك.
كل بتوجه ما بيكون في مايكروفون
اللي بتشوف.
لا انت ما عم تحكي مظبوط، انت هيك مظبوط اقرب الى الاذان. يا حاج
حارس، حاج حسان،
اوكي اوكي اوكي. تعال
اما ان تكون عن ميك بيت انتنشن.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله لا إله إلا الله.